the rest of the story. The pair of American B-17s rumbled through the early morning darkness, 4:05 a.m., August 16, 1943. That was when the pilot and the lead bomber eyeballed three lights on the ground, positioned just as he had been told he would find them, so the target was near. An enemy airfield? An Axis munitions plant? No. A tiny Polish town, Tarnów, population 70. Flight crews were bustling now, checking coordinates, checklisting bomb bay mechanisms. The attack must come as a total surprise, and it did. It would take fewer than a dozen drops to subdue Tarnów, a community with no strategic significance whatsoever. Then why in the world did we attack it in the first place? Well, this is the rest of the story. Citizens who survived the bombing of Tarnów will forever recall the terrible night. The Sacior sisters, Lacey Ann and Davida Rose, were the only children asleep in their beds when the first blockbuster blasted through the roof of their house and then crashed through the ceiling and floor of their bedroom, missing them both by inches. Isidor Kopnowski was 25. He was out of town the night the bombs fell. His mother wrote to tell him about it the following day. Nobody saw the aircraft participating in the raid, he said, but she had heard they were American. And those who remember speak also of a miracle, for nobody in the village was killed. Nobody, not even injured. Not the bewildered who hurried outside in their nightgowns, waving lanterns, not even the old gent who, sleeping off a good time that he'd had at the harvest festival the evening previous, awakened with a start as a 100-pounder landed only a few feet from his hay wagon. And the credit for their deliverance, townsfolk would insist, belonged to St. Michael, for whom the town church was named. St. Michael, who in times even longer past protected Christians from Satan and from fiery destruction. And something else helped minimize what might otherwise have been a full-scale tragedy. For instead of 500-pound bombs, such as the Germans were dropping on Poland, the American B-17s dropped only 100-pound test bombs filled with sand and small charges. For the three ground lights the bombers had used as reference points, in reality were street lights. The pilots mistook them for homing lights on a practice bombing range, which was in fact some 25 miles away. That's right, only a few degrees off course in the dark. The B-17 had attacked a town of 70 civilians by mistake. A town founded by Polish farmers deep in the heart of Platte County. For Isidor Kwapnowski was out of town in August of 43. He was in the United States Armed Forces, stationed on New Guinea in the South Pacific. Now let me see if I can make this very clear. There is a Tarnów, Poland. That Tarnów was attacked by Hitler's bombers. But this Tarnów, the one the United States Army Air Corps might have wiped off the map. This one sits on a hill overlooking a valley in the shadow of a church steeple overlooking the lush farmland of Platte County, Nebraska. And now you know the rest of the story.